Very good. Let me check. Okay, guys, here we are. Good morning to everyone, and it's time to start this very important part of my academic life every year, and introducing, of course, the little course that we call biomodeling. So we have to spend a couple of thought about the meaning of this word. And if you see behind biomodeling, I would like to stress that this is a course created for you. As I mentioned in the informal introduction that we did a few minutes ago, I'm Stefano Moro. I'm a chemist as a background, and I love to apply chemistry to medicinal chemistry. And this is the reason, because every year for me this moment is pretty interesting, because I have the opportunity to transcontaminate you and myself. I try to introduce you some, medicinal chemistry concept in a very special way, using informatic and computational tools. And I would like to be contaminated from you, because, as I mentioned, I'm not a bio guy, I am a chem guy. So it's very nice every time to merge our competences and try to extrapolate for them, you know, a very, very nice and very powerful, mix of competences at the end of the story. So I have another privilege, because as I mentioned you, I'm very strange medicinal chemist, because I'm using mostly computer as infrastructure. So my real infrastructure is not any kind of conventional instrument that you can find in any case also in a chem lab, but for sure not in a bio lab. It's really a informatic laboratory, as probably the same that Silvio Tosato, that probably you meet, or some of you meet already, because is part of our course. Anna Giada, may I ask you a little curiosity? How many of you have already attended the Silvio course, the bioinformatic course?
Like the half of the class.
Perfect, half of the class. And may I ask you another general curiosity, Anna Giada? The other half has already, is not necessary to answer to me now, but in any case, just to have an idea, has already a contamination of bioinformatics concept in general, in your opinion?
I know, but the people better graduated in biotechnology, yes.
Okay.
Anyone graduated in pharmacy, I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. It's very important for me, because I will try to have exactly the same language for all of you. So please, Anna Giulia, or everyone, if there is any concept that I'm using and that you not feel very comfortable in using, please stop me or send me an email, or ask Anna Giada or Riccardo to send me a question, because it's very important for me to equalize as much as possible the language that I'm using in this moment with you, in the way that the sense that I have to be very democratic from this point of view in terms of languages and the way in which to transfer some concept. This is the reason, because I pray you, tell me, send me, ask me in any time if there is any problem in concept of or language that I'm using in dealing with some aspect of this little course together. So, as I mentioned, usually in I have the privilege to have another important course, not with you, but with your colleague that attend the degree in Chimica e Tecnologia Farmaceutiche, CTF, and in that course I have the privilege to have two courses. The first one is a fundamental one, is the second part of the medicinal chemistry, probably an extension that what you have already done with the Professor Barbara Gatto, in a more, I say, extend way, but the concept and the matter is very close to what Barbara did with you. And I have another course at the last year, the fifth year of your colleagues, in which I have exactly a course like that, like a biomodeling. It's not a biomodeling, but it's a modeling course in which I have the opportunity to introduce to the last year student in CTF exactly what is the meaning nowadays in using informatics and computational tool in drug discovery. And this little course together is like, I'm very sorry to say a shrink, but intense course to introduce you that part of the informatics and the computational that could be applied when the drug is not a conventional, as I mentioned you before, conventional, old-fashioned, and I give you probably a couple of understanding of that in a few minutes, or in any case later on, of the most important difference between make drug discovery with old-fashioned drugs, Lipinski-based drugs, or the new age drugs like biotechnological drugs, as you are very interesting to deal with. Okay, guys? So, together we will try to analyze which kind of tool we can use together to discriminate and to rationalize and to design. I would like to stress the concept of design new drug candidates, also using usable in the biotechnological aspect today. So, the organization of the course, as I mentioned you, we have already organized all the material that we will share together in a web platform. Is the web page of this is the web page of our laboratory. We call the acronym is MMS because the extension version is molecular modeling section of our department. And this is, of course, the name of the laboratory where we usually spend a lot of time of our daily work. And as I mentioned you, we find in this special section called e-learning the summary of all the courses that I used to or I'm doing to deal with. And we have, of course, a special section for you, the biomodeling one, where, as I mentioned you, we have already organized all the material that we already prepare for you. So we have here, all the PDF material. Probably we can stop with the first three. The first three is enough for us. These two is already there just for the person like, for example, Riccardo last year, Madi this year, the person that need to have a little improvement of the background to respect the Basel level. So I still maintain the material there. And as I mentioned you before, you can find all the stuff in PDF already there. I have to implement a couple of new section, and we will call the podcast section, in which all the lecture we will save as MP3 recording file, because I'm, of course, we will have both a way to re-listening, of course, our meetings. The first one is, of course, using just the voice of Stefano. So we will have the MP3 version of our lecture, and of course the MP4, so the Zoom, the exactly Zoom version that we are dealing together. So we will implement the web page day by day, using of course both strategy of recording, the MP3 and the MP4, so the just audio and audio plus video, as I mentioned you. So we will have here behind the lab section also, you know, the Zoom and the MP3, the podcast, sorry, sections of our new lectures, sorry. So as I mentioned you before, you can find all the stuff already there, and just download it, of course. And we have another special section that is a space, a virtual space, in which we can share, as I mentioned you before, our virtual experimental part of the course. We have already prepared, don't worry, and this is the role that in this case you can see here, Mattia is the person that last year helped me in this virtual experimental part of our little course. I have to replace the photo of Mattia with the photo of Madi will be the person that this year helped me in this part, and will introduce you exactly how we can deal with the virtual experimental exercise that will ask you to copy and paste for the final report and the final evaluation of our stay together. So I will left this part because surely Madi introduced you how we can deal with, of course, the experimental part, and I, of course, prepare you from a theoretical point of view to this virtual experimental part during these five meetings together. So you have already all the information already there. We have already prepared some tutorials, some links to some interesting video tutorials, but the most interesting thing is what Madi is doing for you, very special. And remember, Madi is your colleague, and this is very nice. He's a person that attended the course last year, and now is part of our group in this very strange period of our life, in any case. But Madi is doing really good, a very nice and good job for you, preparing, of course, this virtual experimental part. Well, let me see what I have to do. Oh, yes, the agenda. This is probably the most interesting thing to do, because if you need, and this is very important part also for me, because usually I make a joke, because this is very useful also for my wife Marta, when she want to know where I am, and if or not I'm back to home. So this is very interesting. An interesting tool is my agenda. I have to just remove and replace with an updated version of the figures, but my agenda is on the web. So if you need, of course it's very difficult, just a Zoom meeting with me, because it's not possible to say a personal meeting as I usually say, no, the years before. But in any case, if you need a Zoom meeting with me, you can immediately understand if I'm available or not, if I'm present or not. So this is very important, especially when you have to ask me some information regarding, for example, the examination, the next weeks in the future. So please think about that. We have also this tool in your mind. So I say that we can start, and I would like to start, guys, with these two provocative pictures. If someone asked to me to condense in a couple of picture what is the real meaning, no? The goal, the principal goal, the real meaning of our course, the principal goal that we want to address at the end of our little stay together, short stay together. I think that these two pictures is probably the best one that are able to summarize what we are trying to do together. And usually, and this is probably the sad part of our stay together, usually I ask to you, no, at the time zero, to interpret what could be the aim that these two pictures condense each other, no? In terms of what is the focus of our course, and what is and why Stefano decided to use these two pictures as the sum up of the main significance of our course together. So, may I try to ask to Anna Giada? Anna Giada, I don't know if you want to help me a bit, just a couple of sentences, and try to understand why Stefano is using these two pictures to summarize the main focus of our little course. That there is
because you can find similarities and differences in these two pictures.
Similarities, good. And may I ask you, Anna Giada, I know that this is could be very trivial, but think about that. Nothing is trivial when we try to use informatics and computational tools, and I would like to stress you, the fact that the most interesting thing that we have to understand immediately is the role of the real world that we inspect with our sensors, the real world. You and Azada in this moment, all of you in this moment are in contact with the external world, using your sensors, and you think that this is the real, the reality of your daily life, because you are exploring with your sensors, and at the end of this exploration, you think that we are exploring the reality of our daily life. Is this something acceptable, Anna Giada? This is very important. It's the first lecture number zero. Reality. How we can define reality? Real. The real part of our life, Giada. Anna Giada. So, the idea is we have some sensors, and we explore what coming out of me. And after this analysis, I say, okay, this is the reality because I have analyzed what is happening outside of me. And this exploration, in my opinion, is the significance of real or reality. Anna Giada, is something that you can accept? I know, it's metaphysic.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to start with a metaphysic, absolutely. Why I tell you something, Anna Giada, how we can define the virtual reality? You understand why it's very important for me at time zero, be very honest with you, especially when we are using informatic and computational tools, and we have immediately understand what is the difference between the real world and the virtual world. What is the difference between real and virtual real? You understand, Anna Giada? Because when I tell you that may I back to the pictures? In your opinion, Anna Giada, what we are seeing here, what we are analyzing here, is real or not?
We are analyzing our perception of the two figures, so it can be different among us.
See?
And
yes.
It's not stated, like, there is not a fixed real version.
Okay, you understand the problem when we discuss now about real and the virtual world. Stress immediately this point. No, this is very fundamental. Of course, I can represent here something that I can represent here and here. I use these two very static representation. When I say static, Anna Chiara, Anna Giada, sorry, can you translate in a more concrete? Static representation mean? Sorry, if we have a couple of metaphysics concept before starting, sorry.
Static,
could you...
If we are talking about art, a static representation is the one in which you can percept the movement.
Okay.
Forward in the years, they started to represent tattoo while moving, like, for example,
perfect.
In the middle of the step.
Perfect. May I just so summarize the concept that Anna Giada shared with us? I say these two representations are static because it are, both of them, time independent. If we look these two representations, they don't change, respect our sensors, they don't change during the time in which we are observing them. Is it clear, Najada? Sorry if I stress a bit. So this representation is time independent. We see something in the space. We see something, and I be very general. We see something in the space, the occupancy of something in the space, of course, because our sensor is able to do something like that. And this occupancy of this object, I say that I use this very general concept, is time independent. There is no changing in the occupancy during the time. Anna Giada, is it clear this?
Yes.
Okay. This is very important because, of course, when we use representation like that, and you can immediately understand that we can transfer this. Let me check. Haha. We are in a pretty lucky situation, guys, because I can immediately show you something. Look this, Anna Giada. Exactly the same. This is, of course, a piece of reality that I condense now in a time-independent representation. Here it is. And this is exactly the same application of feeling that I have with these two pictures. There is only a couple of things to implemented the respect these two pictures, but it's exactly the same. We have a static representation of a piece of our reality. And when we transferred a piece of our reality in another space, different respect the space that I'm using to define that this is real. For example, a piece of paper here. Okay? This process is called virtualization process because I took a piece of reality that I'm analyzing and I transfer this piece of reality in another space, virtual, because it's different respect what I'm exploring now. Is it clear, guys? And we call this process, if you think, no, virtual or virtualizations process. And we call this space, for example, no, this one, or of course the slide that I'm using to show you the two picture, you know, the virtual space. So this is very important to understand immediately, guys, because we have to be very, 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 you have to pay very, very attention when you discuss, you know, the reality in terms of its representation by, for example, pictures like that. Putting, for example, this in a virtual space and in a most important thing that we will discuss a little bit later, especially when your representation is time independent. So I would like to start with these two representations, of course, because there is a meaning behind these two static representations. They are for sure a piece of reality that we put in a virtual space, the two pictures. And the most interesting thing is the meaning, in this case, of these two representation. And I think that the most interesting thing that the most interesting meaning behind these two representation is exactly this word that I put here. And this is the most important word that I would like to share with you during our little course, and using, of course, not this virtual representation of a piece of our reality, for example, like this that you love so much. Anajada, can you imagine what I have in my hand now? Did you see?
Yes.
Could you tell me, for example?
Of a protein?
Could be a protein?
Yeah.
Did you see in the real world this one, at least one in your life?
No.
Honestly speaking, Anajada, how do you say that this is a protein? Sorry.
Well, we have done some modeling.
You understand? You understand?
Protein are usually represented like this.
Really?
But complex, I don't know.
Okay, this is the kind of provocative question that I would like that you have in your mind every time you're using informatic and computational tool. How far we are with our representation to the real world? And this is very important, guys. Please, don't believe in any representation. Don't believe in any, no, virtualization if you are not sure that the accuracy of the representing of the representation of the reality is not enough to be sure that, no, this is represent a piece of reality. This is very important for me. And this is the reason because I'm the first one that I don't believe in any of my representation, even if they are coming from experimental, of course, from experiments, and we will share. Because every time I have the possibility to manipulate a piece of reality and put this piece of reality in a virtual world, we have to be very, 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 very careful that the accuracy of the representation is good enough to be sure that the reality is be correctly transferred in the virtual world. This is absolutely fundamental. And I'm very positive, I'm very impressed that Anajada told us that this is a protein. It's very rare to heard about, at least for me, to have this kind of answer, even if, of course, we are very contaminated from the title of the, of course, of our course. But it's not absolutely trivial to say that this is a protein. Otherwise, I can say this is a protein. Okay? And this is very interesting because I would like to convince Anajada, all of you, that, yeah, of course, this is probably the representation or some behavior of a real object that we call a protein. You understand, Anajada? I don't say that this is a protein,
yes,
but it could be a honest representation of some properties of a real object that we call protein. I would like to apply this methodology that is a mix of philosophy and physics, no? Because otherwise we sometimes ask to this representation to give us back much more than what they can really represent. And this is the very important limitation that we have to take in account every time we are using object like this or object like that we are analyzing here, guys. Okay, the most interesting, back to this, guys, the most important thing in these two pictures are, from my point of view, what are looking, no, in detail. And I think that the most interesting thing that I would like to stress up is the word recognition. And if there is a meaning behind these two pictures, is exactly what, for me, recognition meaning. Anajada, may I ask you, I don't want to ask to Ricardo because Ricardo is too much contaminated. But Anajada, in these two pictures, can you immediately, but be honest intellectually, can you immediately understand what is the meaning of recognition? It's fundamental. We use the terms also now in bio and chem world, no, the terms of chemical or biological recognition. How many times, guys, you have used this concept? How many times? How crucial is?
Like recognition of the main actors and then recognition of their characteristics?
If you translate, I would like something very concrete, no, very pragmatic, Anajada. So, in my opinion, of course, the most deep concept, no, inside these two pictures are the significance of recognition. If I try to ask you where Stefano see the recognition in these two pictures, in a very pragmatic way, Anajada, could you tell me where, you know, the terms recognition can be, you know, magnified, so apply immediately from my sensor, your sensor, because we are using exactly the same sensor to analyze this little piece of virtual reality. Virtual because it's not here with me, as it's not there with you, but we use this virtual space to represent a piece of reality. Of course, in this specific case, we are pretty sure that these two are, I say, convergence with the real object in the world. You understand why, Anajada? I don't want not to be make any trick with you. These two objects are real objects because they are photo, of course. I took a photo of these two objects, now to real object, and I put this photo on this virtual space in which we can analyze with the same sensors the two objects together. Okay, guys? But if I want to understand where the recognition is, of course, present in these two, in a very pragmatic way, Anajada, I need something very concrete. Recognition. Where I see recognition here? In a very pragmatic way, Anajada.
I don't know really what you mean.
Okay. I try to stress you in this concept. Do you think that recognition, I try to extend my concept in this way. Do you think that geometrically speaking, guys, you understand what I say? Geometrically speaking, can in transfer the concept in the concept of recognition in sharing surfaces? Is it something that you can accept from a geometrical point of view? Geometrically speaking, can you share, can you apply this concept exactly to these two situations and see that the concept of recognition pass through the geometrical, you know, sharing of a portion of the surface of the two objects that probably in this specific case is assembled in one single representation? And you can see immediately here we have two objects that are of course merged together in one single representation. We have two objects that are of course shared in a single representation. So can immediately recognize I'm sorry for the joke of the words now, can you immediately recognize the meaning of recognition in terms of sharing part of your surface? And in terms, of course, in this case we have two different objects with two different original surfaces that are sharing part of them during their specific recognitions. Anajada, is this some
professor?
Yep.
Sorry, but what do you mean with the surface? You mean the model?
Surface. Ah, this is very nice. Thanks, Anajada.
I'm Leila.
Ah, sorry.
No problem.
Leila?
Salve.
Ciao. With L? Leila?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Leila, this is a good question. Thanks. Thanks for asking. What is surface, guys? Well, may I use this as an example, guys? Very complicated example. This is a real object, and I realize that this is a real object, guys, because I'm touching, I have a sensor, not of its presence, not of this visual, and touching, and I also let me check and make it something like that. Yeah, it's real. Okay, guys. And this object is real, and geometrically speaking, as an occupant of the space in which we are, and I can recognize it, okay? This object has an occupant of the volume, and let me check. This volume is defined, geometrically speaking, by a surface. Una superficie, Leila. And this surface is exactly the limit in which consider the object itself separate respect, you know, the space that in which this object is immersed. So the surface is exactly, you know, what we call in Italian luogo geometrico dei punti. You know, is the region. Is the region in which we can separate the object itself to the space in which the object is immersed. You're right? Is fine, Leila?
Yes,
and
thank you.
Any real object, real in the sense that you can explore, has an occupancy, and this occupancy has some geometrical property, sorry if I know, that we call the volume of the object, and the surface of the object. Sorry if I don't want to offend you. I want to be very trivial with you, just to be very honest with you at time zero. Okay, guys? Any real object has an occupancy, respect the space. This one. May I make the comparison? What is the difference between these two? Leila? You understand? Also, this one. As an occupancy, respect the. I'm exploring, of course. We can. I touch. I see. No. I smell. Okay. There is a difference between these two guys. Could you immediately tell me the difference between these two?
One is bigger than the other one.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
No.
Yeah, no. More philosophical one. No, you're right. You're perfectly right. You're perfectly right.
For the material, sure.
Yeah.
Space is different.
Okay. Okay.
The use is different.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Because I'm not so, you know, convinced. You're right. Everything is correct. Everything is correct. But I'm not convinced at all. What is the difference? And this is very important.
Tell what is the bottle, and like I know what the thing on the right is, but I'm not sure what is the thing on the left.
Thanks, thanks, thanks. Ahmed, correct the name?
Yes.
Ahmed?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this is the most important thing, guys, in this two object that I'm positive that this is real, because of course I'm sure that there is no, you know, no manipulation of my sense from this object, no, to my brain. Here I'm not sure, and you know why. You know why. I cannot touch the real object. I cannot touch the real object. This is, you're right, Anajada, this is a representation. This is the object. This is a representation. This is a protein. Anajada was absolutely right. But unfortunately, this is not the real object. This is a representation. And of course, I have zoom, zoom, no, zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, till I have an occupancy in my space, larger enough to be possible for me to touch the object. But this is not the real one. Unfortunately, this is not the real one. This is the real one. Is it pretty clear, Leila, Ahmed, Anna? So this is the most interesting thing. Okay, good, very good, guys. So think about, so if we have a surface, the most interesting thing that when I say recognition, okay, guys, is, and you can see in these two pictures, don't worry, we can make all the course look in these two pictures, and it's exactly the same. We can start and finish our course just looking these two pictures and think, everything we will sharing together would be exactly the same. No, without it's not necessary to move to the next picture. No, I'm joking, of course. But think about recognition. Here it is. This is the surface, and I think that in this case we immediately understand that I just put this. And I can imagine that the meaning of recognition for me in these two pictures that you are showing is exactly like that. I'm just making the recognition. I recognize the process is exactly that. There are two objects, my hand, one side, the second object here, they are separate each other. If there is no sharing of surface, there is no recognition. Is it pretty clear for you guys? I know that it seems to be stupid for you know, an important course at the you know, at the laurea magistrale, but this is very important for me. Otherwise, I have the drama that you over-amplify the significance of this representation. We have to be very honest. So, exactly for me, the recognition is something that I have two objects. This object has an occupancy in the space, and till they don't share a portion of their surface, for example, like this, this is a kind of recognition. And this kind of recognition is happen because we are sharing surfaces, part is there, and you can imagine that we have several kind of recognition. You understand why, guys? This is very important. For example, this recognition is a recognition, of course, because I'm sharing, of course, part of my surface with part of the surface of the bottle. But this recognition is totally different respect to this one. Okay, guys, and this is totally different respect. Sorry, guys, I have to say. Respect this one. Because different is the region of the surface and the entity of the surface that we are sharing. Is this something understandable, guys? So, if you look, Ahmed, sorry if I, Leila?
Yes, professor.
Yes, professor.
Okay, good.
Yes, yes.
So, this is very interesting because we have, think about, we have also a geometrical, a mathematical, just push a bit, no? We have a geometrical, a mathematical way to define, no? What is a recognition? If we have, this is very important, accurate from a mathematical point of view, honest from a psychological point of view, representation of your object in the space in which your sensor are, of course, making the exploration of the reality or the virtual reality if we are in a virtual space. This is very important for me, guys. We have to be very sure about the shape, volume, and shape of your object, and we immediately understand that the process of recognition passes through the exchange, sharing of part of our surfaces. Our, in sense, very general sense, you understand why, guys. Because if it is possible, we can immediately appreciate what is the significance of recognition and immediately understand that there is no only one way to recognize each other two objects, and this is very important for me. And this is the reason because, for example, guys, Mother Nature, I will use this, no, this concept of Mother Nature to say, well, I don't know everything. I don't know everything. But I have the feeling that there is a meaning of everything. Okay, guys? I don't know. To be very honest with you, I don't know everything. But I have the suspect that there is a meaning of everything. So when I say Mother Nature, it's because I use this, you know, you can translate Mother Nature as you prefer, as you want, you know. But in my opinion, I used to say Mother Nature to say that there is a meaning behind of everything. And when we discuss about, you know, some aspect, biological, chemical aspect, we immediately recover this, you know, meaning by Mother Nature. There is a meaning for everything. So if Mother Nature decide to use this kind, guys, of recognition, or this kind of recognition, and we use this interpretation also, you know, from an evolutionary point of view, guys, because there is a meaning also of that if we need to apply this kind of recognition in the real world, guys, in the real world, think about the real, or in this case, a recognition in the real world, there is a meaning. And the most interesting thing that there is also a meaning in which part, in which kind of extension of surface we have to share. And this is very important, guys. And this is the lecture zero. So this is fundamental for me to introduce you, you know, the quality, the accuracy, and the meaning of this kind of representation. Because this is not the real object. This is just its representation. And I want to be very sure that this representation could be equal. I say equal. I cannot say that, but I would like to say equal to this one. Okay, guys? Equal. And I have to be very honest also, guys, because there is another important thing that I already introduced you, you know, that probably, you know, contaminate these two representation, because this representation is, I used to say, let me check, pretty, I don't want to say pretty, but let me, you understand immediately, is pretty time independent, you understand, because I use now quasi time independent, of course, because if I look, I will share you the topology tomorrow. Okay, take a picture, Stefano with the bottle, we will take a picture tomorrow, and I will ask you the question tomorrow. What is, did you see that, this is very nice, guys, how you can make, you know, a quantification if this or not shape is time independent. Take a picture today, take a picture tomorrow, take the picture next week, and make a very nice comparison, guys. Anna Giada, which kind of comparison you can do to say that this topology, shape and volume are not time dependent? Tell me, pragmatically, very pragmatically. Hamed, Leila.
Professor,
yeah.
There are fixed object and doesn't change in time while a protein is inserted in a context.
No, easy. I want to something very, very concrete, because if you tell me something about the bottle that I believe accurate enough to measure exactly this endpoint, I want to establish that this volume and this shape is time independent. So, the most stupid, because Stefano is stupid. The most stupid thing to do is take a picture today, take a picture tomorrow morning, take a picture now, the next day tomorrow, and the next week and the next year, and make a very simple, but it's not simple at all, but simple, you know, pragmatic measure. Tell me. And also, and sorry, we have to wait this measurement to say that this is time independent. Tell me, and we have another 3 or 4 slides already done together without make any. Tell me how we can say
can
that this.
Maybe measure the dimensions, like the height and the width, and see if it changes.
For example. Hamed, tell me, Stefano, why we cannot think like IKEA? I love IKEA, Hamed. You're right.
I love it too, yeah.
I know, I understand. No, I love IKEA. Because, for example, could be very simple to say, give me a couple of simple geometrical descriptors, like, for example, the three-dimensional, and measure during, and this is a very simple, stupid, because Stefan is stupid. Hamed is a very nice guy, Stefan is stupid. Make three different measures and say, I make this measure during the time and see if it changes or not. If it don't change, probably this is the first indication. There is something more sophisticated that we can replace to the IKEA version of what Hamed suggests us, and this is absolutely appropriate. I make some geometrical measurements, for example, numerical descriptors, the 3D numerical descriptor, height, and make the difference during the time. If there is no difference, probably this is the first indication that this is the real object, okay, guys? In any case, this real object is not, the shape of this real object is not time dependent. Absolutely, I agree with you. Hamed, there is also a more sophisticated way, respect IKEA type of measurement. You're right. You're perfectly right. Because think about, I can do IKEA measurement also here. This is very interesting. My drama, guys, is that I know, because biologically, I have some biological chemical contamination, and I know that this guy is not in the condition to respect the time-independent shape. You're right. This is the reason, because we have to be very careful in using this kind of representation. Because if I believe that this is the correct representation, of course, we have to admit that this representation is not accurate enough to represent the reality of this object, because if this object in its real space is time-dependent shape, is a time-dependent shape, I have to say, this one, which kind of representation is of the life? No, it's like, for example, I used to say, when you take a picture of your life and you would like to summarize your life in the representation of that picture. Exactly the same. Okay. Yes. Yes? Sorry. Is it understandable, guys, is not, you know, the picture of your wedding. Of course, it's a special moment in your life. Of course, will be a special moment of your life, or will be, or was a special moment of your life. But we cannot summarize all your life looking the picture of your wedding. You understand the point, guys? And this is exactly the same when I show you something like that and they say, oh, how beautiful it is. Of course, how beautiful you are or you will be during the wedding, no? Your wedding ceremony. Of course. But are we sure that the beautiful of this representation represent the real part of the life of this object of your life, if we are back to your life?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, Kai. Yes.
I have a concept about reality. In my opinion, reality is just a human concept. In my opinion, like now is 1 hour that we are speaking about the reality and the models, but in my opinion, what are around us is just the interpretation of sounds and the stimulation. So there is not a reality. We are not looking for a reality, but in my opinion, we are looking for the best interpretation of what we are assume from the environment.
Good. I'm impressed. Could be very nice to have, you know, in this case, I perfectly agree. And this is the reason because, guys, I dedicate 1 hour or hour discussion about that, because this is very important. I don't want to say, no, I don't want to, you know, to because, of course, when we... In your, no, I perfectly understand. I just, you know, sum up a few things in at the same times. No. You, Alor, I perfectly agree with you. Who's the person that, the name of the person that...
Leila.
Ah, Leila, sorry, because I didn't see, unfortunately, all the name here because I have the background, in background, of course, the slides. Leila, you are perfectly right. If this concept is shareable with all of you, I really in a pretty like lucky situation. The problem is when we start to look something like that, okay, guys, I would like that you have exactly the same feeling. If you have exactly the same feeling when we will manipulate something like that, I will be very, very happy, and I am very, very proud to dedicate 1 hour of this discussion about that. Because I have to be very honest with you guys. Sometimes, very often, I continue to hear colleagues, old, but not only old colleagues, that start to describe, everything about the life of one protein, just looking a representation like that. And sometimes, guy. This is nothing so dangerous, biologically and chemically speaking, that have exactly this kind of, attitude. You have your structure, you look in your structure, you describe your structure, and starting from this structure, and I'm very positive that we start to understand the limitation of this structure, describe the entire life of your protein, from the ribosome to the proteasome. Sorry if I start now, just make, you know, the start and the end of the life of one protein. And this is the reason because I stress too much at the beginning from you. Now, make a distance between the representation of your object, and keep in mind immediately the difference between this one and this one. Immediately, this one and this one, and the concept, how important could be the definition, even if we believe that the shape of your protein is something like that in a special moment, like in the wedding ceremony, exactly, you in the wedding ceremony, is like that, and you immediately understand, which kind of wedding ceremony we have, to obtain this one. Leila, could you immediately give me the environmental condition of our wedding ceremony to take this nice picture, just to be immediately sure that there is, of course, a picture. Of course, this is nice because we can have this kind of 3D representation, even starting just to change, you know, from the 2D printing to the 3D printing. We can use, you know, this very nice fancy technology to transform 2D in 3D, and that's it. And this is a representation. Leila. Tell me.
Starting from the fact that I don't know which kind of protein and
doesn't matter.
I don't know the characteristics.
Doesn't matter.
I can say maybe that is in a hydrophilic environment because it's compact, maybe.
No, you're perfectly right. You're right concerning the protein itself. No, could you give me a very simple idea about how we can take this picture in the real world? Because there is no who take this picture, who in terms of competences, you know, which colleague of mine can able to take this picture, like the picture of the wedding, no? Because we are looking this structure, you're right. And think about, Leila, it's amazing. You don't know nothing about this protein, nothing. But starting from the recognition of some property of the surface that I'm showing you, you tell me, well, Stefano, the structure is pretty compact, probably hydrophilic, probably is a cytosolic protein, probably, and you can start to make a kind of, you know, very nice narration, no? Very nice story of this, and you are perfectly right. No, back to the because you can imagine, Leila, if the picture is not the good one, you understand?
Yes.
So, who is the colleague that usually take this picture?
Professoressa Polverino?
Oh, no.
No?
Patrizia is a very nice person, dear friend of mine, dear friend of us. But Patrizia is not the person able to make this.
Maybe you?
No. No, Stefano. No, Stefano is a poor guy. No. He's really a poor guy. No, we need something important.
Yeah.
More important.
Like an NMR?
Crystallography. Yeah. Absolutely, yes. The crystallographer, guys. He's the guys that usually make, you know, as a main focus of daily life is take a picture like wedding picture. Absolutely, I agree with you. Did you know any crystallographer? See? Yes?
No, I
yes.
don't know.
Yes.
I know. Who? Non lo so, chi è?
Dai. Sei Leila, sempre.
Yes.
Oh, Leila.
Okay,
you don't know any crystallographer. Okay, this is really a pity. Because we have a crystallographer, for example, I don't want necessarily in Padova, but, you know, if Ahmed coming, I don't know from what. Probably, you know, some crystallographer because in his original department, his original university. But for example, in Padova, we have at least two important crystallographic groups. One at the Ballisneri, Professor Zanotti groups, and the second one at the chemistry department, Professor Battistuta groups. So we have two colleagues, and both of them are biocrystallographers. So crystallographer that has main focus to crystallize biological objects like proteins. Not only, but like proteins. So this is the reason. We have to refer to them if we want to have, you know, a correct representation of this wedding-like picture of your protein. And as you imagine, this picture can be taken only if we are in a very special environmental condition. Solid state and very ordered solid state, crystallographic state. It's like a wedding situation. It's not the normal, you know, the routinary daily life of our life. Sorry if I, no. It's not exactly the same. The wedding is the wedding. The solid the ordered solid state, the crystallographic state, is a special magic condition. How we can sometimes, you know, not take the correct distance between what happened in that specific day, in that specific condition, and transfer, you know, from the beginning to the end, the whole story of your protein. So this is the reason, and we will see, we will start tomorrow exactly with this concept, move from this. Now, how important, interpret, how Roberto Battistutta or Professor Zanotti done this kind of experiment, and because our story, all our story, also Stefano's stories regarding the recognition, because think about, this protein is alone. And if I think that Mother Nature decide to use, evolutionary speaking, recognition to make something. Without any recognition, we don't have any evolution, guys. And you know better than me, something like that. Think about how crowded is the environment, the cellular environment. No, recognition is the base of any evolutionary step to move it forward, to do something. So this is the reason, because guys, I spend this first hour with you to be very, very clear and honest at the time zero among the difference between the real, you understand, I perfectly understand what Leila did, of course, it's just, you know, a mix-up of interpretation, and the reality is exactly this mix-up of interpretation. And we have also, you know, not like a redfish, but we have kind of a support to compare what is the most interesting similarity between this continuing interpretation, memory. Without memory, guys, we cannot make this kind of decision process, no, what we can do after the interpretation, memory, and of course, learning process. This is absolutely a magic couple to decide what to do after the interpretation. And you can imagine how crucial for me is immediately to stress with you how we, what the amount of distance that we have to take anytime we use this kind of representation. Okay, guys? So, if you agree, today I stop here after 1 hour of very basic but very important concept for me, and we will start tomorrow to make a little knowledge about, you know, what the crystallographer give us and how we can use in a very, very intellectually, honestly way, no, the product of their daily work. So guys, thank you very much. I give you a big hug. See you tomorrow, same time, almost same place. Ciao tutti.